Hello! Thank you for listening to KantoCast, a Pokemon podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Blue, and if you don't know what KantoCast is, or if you're a new listener, or maybe you'd just like a refresher on what it is that we do here at KantoCast, this is a gaming podcast based around Pokemon. Now, if you like what you hear, I definitely encourage you to check out the other content that we make, because we're not just a podcast anymore. I live stream on Twitch every Monday through Friday for about 6 hours a day. I also upload videos and series to YouTube, so whether you're on the go, whether you're at home, maybe you just got a couple minutes to kick back and kill, KantoCast is always there to help provide content for your needs. You can find links to all of those things in the description below. But before you go clicking away, please enjoy this episode of KantoCast. Welcome to KantoCast episode 68. I'm Blue.
I'm Yellow.
And we're both here to talk at your faces. Well, your ears.
Ears. You've been twitching too much.
I've been doing a lot of visual media stuffs lately. The YouTubes, the Twitchies, all of that stuff. So I don't know. Like, when's the last time we talked? It was before E3.
Yeah.
Super Mario Odyssey looks amazing. I want all the Fire Emblem games. Please kindly give me each of the amiibo. Kingdom Hearts 3 is amazing. I want that. Like that sums up E3 for me, basically.
Did you also include Evo in that?
What is Evo?
Evo, isn't that where the Kingdom Hearts got announced?
Yeah, that was like That was like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Focus up, Yellow.
You said
that was a good month ago.
You were talking about E3. Don't you miss me?
I've been trying to find a calm center recently.
Why is that?
Because it's necessary.
Am I that annoying?
We just don't riff the way we used to.
I mean, we don't do this frequently anymore.
We don't riff the same way. KantoCast is over, you guys. It's done.
R.I.P.
I can't continue like this anymore.
What are you talking about?
It hurts.
We're doing it now.
Yeah, but we're not doing it well. So, listen.
Well, that's why you came up with all these updates, so we can do it better.
Yeah, we do have a lot of updates to go over, so that's kind of what this episode is mainly about. If you guys have been to the Twitch streams, which there's like literally thousands of you that listen to this, so I know that's not the case, because I don't pull numbers like that. And if you've not seen it on the YouTube, which again, even fewer people watch. I'm reaching out directly to you all, the bulk of the KantoCast community, you listeners, to kind of update everybody on what's going on with things and stuff, for the most part, because a lot has changed, right? A lot has changed. Where do we even start? Let's start at the very beginning. Good place to start.
Well, have you even really talked about you doing your Twitch streaming thing every single day on the podcast?
Not really. Not really. I transitioned in May. I transitioned in May to full-time schedule on Twitch, Monday through Friday, 12 to 6. Been doing that for about 2 months now, May, June. Yeah, because we're in July.
Yeah.
So, been working on that.
You're very consistent.
It feels good. Yeah. Like, the thing I love about Twitch is the amount of work you put in, like, eventually you'll get rewarded for that. Unless you're really, really bad in it, and then, in which case, that tells me I shouldn't be doing it anyway. So either way, we all learn, and we get to move on. That's like, the best part.
Very much, like, make it or break it.
Yeah, and I like that, because I don't want to put a bunch of time and energy into something where it's not working, You know what I mean? Like, that's not good.
And at least, like, now that you're doing it, you can't say, like, oh, well, maybe I could have done this. No, because you're trying it and seeing if it's going to work.
Would it ever happen? Yeah, that's not really... It's not an issue anymore, because now...
Because now you're kind of doing it now.
So, started doing that. That went really well. June was not a good month. Like, June was not good. Like, the last episode that aired with Emily, with the TCG talk, like, that, we were still going to work to internationals at that point.
When we had talked to her, yes.
Which did not happen, obviously. Like, internationals are over, so it's mid to late July at this point. So, I'm sorry that we've been away for so long. You guys have still had episodes, but in terms of us, like, talking to you guys, it hasn't been a long time. So June was a bad month. Let's talk about June, shall we? June, Josie got sick. Well, kind of like she had an issue, and long story short, with that, there was
a weekend where we went to the vet's office like for 4 days straight.
Yeah.
One
time was at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then again at 8.
Yeah.
It was good. It was fun.
It was a good time. So Josie ended up racking up some vet bills. It wasn't anything life-threatening, but it was like as a pet mom, it was like, I don't want my pet being uncomfortable. Can we please do something?
Can I interject momentarily?
Sure.
We'll get back to the rest of the story in a second, but I had a donation bar going on Twitch for this, The total donation bar was maybe half of what the actual total bill was, because it just kept getting bigger.
Yeah,
we knew.
She goes back for her final visit at the end of this month.
Okay, like, our Twitch viewers raised like about $200
for
Josie's medical bills, which was amazing.
Like, it was very much appreciated.
I cannot thank the people who helped donate to that enough. I cannot.
At one point, she had an open wound, and she had the cone of shame on, and Blue actually, like, put a camera on her while she was laying in her bed looking pathetic while he was streaming.
Well, because people wanted to know what she looked like. I was like, well, she's pretty sleepy right now because she's on her medicines. Like, she had basically an anti-inflammatory, which was, like, a really strong ibuprofen with an antihistamine in it to help her sleep, and so, like, we had to give her sometimes two of those a day for a little while, and she was just out, man. Like, she'd be all happy when she woke up, and like she got to eat, and then she had her meds, and she was like out. And then she woke up again around 5, and then she got fed at 6, and then she was like out again. So yes, it was not a very eventful pup cam, but it existed.
She had some weird floppy ear moments when the cone was like around her face. It was funny.
Yeah.
So yeah. If you want to see some weird dog pictures, she has her own Twitter, CantoCastDog.
But she's fine now. We should preface this. Several vet bills and whatnot later. What is it? It was at least 700.
Probably by the time we, like, medications and the multiple visits. I'm really glad that we didn't, like, we went to the emergency care over the weekend, like, twice. The second time they didn't charge us because we didn't end up, like, really doing anything.
No, because they felt bad for us.
Yeah.
Because we were there, like, less than 12 hours ago.
It's literally the only, like, if the doctor would have walked in the room, they would have charged us, like, $100.
Yeah.
So the doctor was, like, in the back, and the front office person was, like, playing liaison to us. And it was just... Yeah, so that we went home and we ended up seeing a regular vet, but it wasn't life threatening. It was
she had a gland rupture.
She had so she ended up having.
We'll say it. She had an anal gland rupture. Her butt was an open hole. It was oozing. Blood in goo, and I held a hot compress on that dog's butt 3 times a day
for about a week.
I'm a good pet owner.
She was really, she enjoyed it. She was really.
She liked it. Yeah, she did like it.
She's like, ooh, this is warm.
Well, I mean, if you have an open wound that's healing from the inside out, like, it's gonna be itchy. So that alone in itself was probably like really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it was a combination because like we figured out every time she has a diet change, like if something happens with her.
Well, she had scar tissue from it happening before, and if the glands don't express 100%, they can actually get infected.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. And we had tried to take her to the emergency vet to get them expressed so that it wouldn't get infected, but it turned out they got infected anyway.
Well, we were too late.
Yeah, so...
Thanks! Here's $250.
So, yeah.
Come back again tomorrow. No problem. So that happened, and then, you know, because I'm basically not working. Like, for those of you guys who know, like, my Twitch viewers are incredibly generous, and I love them so much for that.
You're getting all the bits all the time. You're getting donations when they feel generous.
What I don't think people maybe realize is that all the sub... Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. We've announced that I'm an affiliate. We got a sub button. I have a sub button now. All the subs. I think we have more subs than Patreon people at this point.
Yeah.
Like, we'll find out at the end of the episode, obviously.
Well, it also helps that they have the whole Prime... Twitch thing.
But my point is, before Yellow keeps interjecting...
Okay.
Yellow.
Sorry.
Twitch actually takes, like, half of that. And then, I don't know what the markup on bits is. I don't know what that is, but... I don't want to talk money, but... I don't get a payout from Twitch, not but every 60 days. So, I've been working for 2 months, and I've yet to actually see anything from Twitch. So, like, it's not... easy when stuff like this comes up, but lo and behold, this would not be the only thing that we saw happen in June. Would it be Yellow?
No, so we had talked about it and we decided not to go to internet, partly because by the time we made the plans, like decided to actually go or not, it was like 2 weeks out, and I was like, well, this thing with Josie just happened.
Well, we weren't really sure if Josie was going to be 100% by that point.
Yeah, and then we were like, well, we were going to try and make this also a family trip so we could stop through Ohio, but we would literally be there, sleep, and then leave. Be there, sleep, and leave.
Which is honestly the perfect family trip for me. Like, I so look forward to that.
I was like, well, if we save my PTO, we can go back, like, at the end of the year for holidays. Because we haven't been able to go back for holidays because Blue couldn't get holidays off in the last, like, 4 years.
I mean, basically.
So...
yeah. I mean, to be fair, I probably could have, but a lot of my coworkers had family that were in the immediate area, and they had grandkids and kids of their own, and I was just like, well... fine, I won't do it. Like, just give me Thanksgiving. Let me cook an entire day. That'll be my entire holiday from fall through winter. And
October
then
through January.
It'll be fine. And then I'll work all the other stuff. So
and then, like, we'll get guilt trips from our parents.
Yeah, well...
anyway.
Someone's parents.
So, your parents.
My parents don't care.
Your mom.
If I ever
your
come
mom
home.
Is the worst.
My mom's the worst?
Yeah.
Your mother threw a phone at the wall because you weren't coming home for Christmas one time.
That was like the first Christmas when we left
my
for college.
Mom's the bad one?
Why?
Do we
want to
go down that
road? Having this argument right now.
We don't want to go down
she
that
road. She
cries
every single time you don't come home.
You know what? I'm going to be the bigger person and just drop it. I think Yellow and I both know who the worst parents are. Okay. So, yeah, continue. Continue with how June got worse, because I know you're like twiddling your fingers right now, realizing, oh, where were what we were talking about it before?
No, I'm just mad at you.
Oh, okay, well that's fine. So, Yellow fell down the stairs and went to the emergency room.
Okay, you can't just say it like that.
I can if I want you to explain it. See how that
See,
works.
See, he baits me into these things. Okay, so what happened was. One night after work, we had dinner, and I was getting ready to go upstairs, and I forgot something, so halfway up the stairs, I stopped to turn around to come back down the stairs, and while I was turning, I slipped and slid down the stairs on my backside. I got a really nice
on
bruise.
Her butt. Josie and Yellow have both had butt problems this past month, basically.
Okay, why do you say it like that?
I didn't have any butt problems in June. I had an MSG problem, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay, I still don't think that's accurate.
Wow,
you can't
rude.
Just say you have something and
I
not
will
be
explain
like,
it.
No.
I will explain
no.
it. So, continue about how I saved your life twice that
okay,
night.
Okay, fine. So, I do this thing sometimes where if I, like, get super startled and, like, scared or, like,
she whatever. She faints like a goat.
I faint.
Like a goat.
So I fell down the stairs.
Fainting goat syndrome. That's what it is.
It hurt pretty bad. Well, and then all I remember is Blue rushing to me. And
I caught you before you hit the bottom of the stairs.
You didn't really catch me. I kind of already stopped.
The rudeness in this episode cannot be contained.
So, I get to the, like, Blue's, like, come rushing at me, and he's like, are you okay, are you okay? And then I think I said something like, my arm hurts, and then I just remember being in a really nice dream.
Well, while you were nicely dreaming, I was holding you up in my arms, and then you just went limp. Because you had fainted, or passed out, or something.
Yeah.
And then you started seizing,
okay, and making gurgling noises. It's not seizing. That indicates a seizure.
Whatever.
I was, like, convulsing.
You passed out on me. I was trying to wake you up, and you were making gurgly throat noises, and I was panicking while you were having a nice little dream.
I was passed out. I'm sorry if I wasn't conscious for that.
Jerk.
So then I wake up, and Blue...
Blue's I get like, you over to a chair.
Are you okay? And he walks me over to this chair. And then I'm in a nice dream again. And then...
You hear how she says it?
You know, it was honestly, like, I just remember...
Like, even the way you say it kind of makes you sound like an a-hole.
No, like, it literally... I was
passed out and terrifying my husband, no, but it's fine.
I felt like I was having a nice dream, like, you're in a deep sleep, and I was coming out of this dream, and I'm like, why is he yelling at me? Like,
I was smacking her face, too. Like, I was doing anything I could to, like, wake her up. Like, I was about to get water and just dump it on you. Because it always worked in the movies, and I figured, well, if I can't get her to wake up in the next 2 seconds, it's the ice bucket for you.
And then, so, I wake up the second time, and he, like, reaches for the phone and starts calling the ambulance. And
I did.
Yeah, so, we ended up with, like, 8 people in our living room.
2 policemen and 6 fire rescue peoples.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I was just sitting in the chair, like, shaking, because my adrenaline was probably really high, and...
Josie peed on the floor during this.
Yeah, well, she was a little upset.
It was a stressful evening.
And so, I was just trying not to look at all their faces, because there was a lot of people around me, and I was just like, focus on the person that's talking to you.
They did very well, by the way. Like, the response was
They were solid. Here within, like, 10 minutes, or less.
Yeah.
Either
way.
I don't know.
Well, job well done.
Yeah, thank you for coming to our rescue.
Thanks, Richmond Fire Squad.
I did not go in the ambulance to the hospital, but...
I drove.
Eventually...
We did go.
We did decide to go, just in case that I had, like, a seizure or something like that, which they told us, we don't think you had a seizure. And all my lab work came back fine. So, right now I'm just... basically making sure I go to all my doctor's appointments that I need to go to. Not that I have any, but, like, you know, for general wellness, we haven't really gone.
I haven't.
Blue hasn't gone in, like, 10 years.
Nah. I'm still alive. I think that's a testament to something, so.
I can't even...
Actually, yeah. Because I had a quote-unquote physical done so I could participate in tennis.
Yeah, it was, like... 10 and years
I was
ago
about
so.
17, so that was.
It was like
about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
give or take. So, yeah, and even then, it was just like, "Do you feel okay?" Because it was like we needed it quickly. We needed a physical done quickly.
Yeah.
Right. So my dad and I are driving around downtown Sandusky behind like a what was it like a Big Lots or something down there, and there was this guy that just there was this building that just said. Sports medicine over the top of it in this mini mall, outside mini mall, strip mall situation. We walk in, it legit looks like some kind of drug impound to an extent, like a teller window in the beginning with like bulletproof glass on the front. And
wow,
we go into the back.
You're painting a really bad picture.
I'm just saying, we go into the back and the guy's like, so you feel okay? I was like, yeah. And he did that little thingy where they hit you with a rubber mallet on the knee.
Your reflexes.
And he's like, well, you're okay, reflex is good. And he just signed a permission slip. And I was like,
okay,
$20.
So it's been like 15 years since Blue went to the doctor.
I went on to play third singles that year on varsity. by the way.
Oh, boy.
I know. Good stuff.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Back Alley Sports Medicine Clinic, man.
That was our second fun event. And that was literally, like, the week of internet. So, yeah. We were like, we're not going.
It happened that Monday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at some point, I had some kind of MSG reaction to ramen that my Twitch viewers really wanted me to eat.
We tried ramen, like restaurant ramen, for the first time. It was good, but Blue couldn't really breathe after.
I won't say it was an MSG reaction, but everything I looked up online was basically confirmed. Like, given that I had no problems beforehand, I had never had ramen before.
I mean,
everything I read sounded like a severe reaction to MSG because it affected my upper respiratory system.
We've also never eaten at that restaurant before, so it was just like there's a ramen place.
But do you know what I did? I didn't go to the emergency room. I popped 3 Benadryl like a man and laid on my side and hoped to God I could breathe in the morning.
You know what?
That's what I did.
Are you saying that me...
No, I will always make the sacrifice for you guys.
No,
if you or Josie ever get sick, like, we go to a doctor. If it's me... I tough it out.
Fine.
I'm a man.
I had a pretty big bruise for a long time.
I almost died because I couldn't breathe.
You know what? If you would have said something, I would have been like, no, we're going to the doctor.
No, you know what Yellow did?
You just sat there.
Yellow went upstairs and called her mom. And like, I'm going to go talk to my grandma now. Bye.
I planned on talking to my grandma because it was my grandpa's birthday.
Okay, well, whatever. I was downstairs trying to die.
And he's not with us anymore. And I was like, it would be nice if I talked to my grandma today.
I was downstairs dying.
So. No, you weren't.
A little bit.
You had already taken the Benadryl.
Oh, that's right.
And you wouldn't
know because you weren't present. You were in the upstairs.
Why are you so, combative today?
Because it's very different. I just want to go on record saying it's very different when Yellow gets sick. It's, ooh, baby me. I'm hurt. When I get sick... She has literally said, what do you want me to do?
No, because...
She's literally said that to me before.
I'm, trying to be comforting, and then you're like, you don't want my help, or...
She doesn't have a good bedside manner.
You're very much a dude when it comes to you being sick. Like, you want comfort, but then, you don't want to accept
I need immediate comfort, and then I need you to leave me alone. That's it.
See? Then it's like mixed signals over here.
No, just do
that.
So
I'm just like... I try and sympathize with you, and you're like, you don't know what it's like. And
try
then
and baby
I'm
me.
I'm like trying to baby you, and you're like, and then, I'm a grown man, I could do it.
I will reject your babying, and then you have to try and baby me again, and then I'm like, no, go away, and then I'm good.
And then I actually go away, and you're like, you are so mean, you didn't even try and baby me.
No, you gotta do it twice, that's the key.
Oh.
It's like Caesar.
What?
Do you remember, Caesar didn't want to be a dictator, so... he was going to step down, and then all the people were like, no, no, we love you, Caesar. And then he was like, no, no, I can't. And then they were like, no, but you must. And then he was like, well, okay, then.
Why?
Because they asked him twice.
Why don't you just, accept my,
No.
Why can't you just accept my love off the bat, and then,
so anyway,
move on?
We have not gotten the, we've not gotten the bill from the hospital yet. But I'm sure that's coming.
I think I saw an email from them about, some sort of review for their services or something, and I should maybe see if there's a bill there somewhere.
Wow. How long ago was that?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it, though. I was like, oh, I wonder, but who...
This is why I take care of the bills.
Who doesn't send you an actual bill because, or tell you, check your email?
You know how Yellow would pay our electric bill? The lights would turn off. She'd be like, oh, did I not pay that yet?
That is not true.
That's what
true.
Would happen.
No. I would...
I want to go on some kind of married couple game show with you. And just, yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably pay it, 11:59 p.m. the day it was due.
Which has done. But she neglected to realize that after business hours, it applies to the next day.
I didn't know that.
The next business day, in fact. So.
Oh.
Brava.
Brava. I paid it.
Late.
I still paid it.
Late. So, let's move on, shall we?
We're so off topic.
It's been 20 minutes of just back and forth bickering. no, you're the sick one. No, I'm the sick one. That's what I said. No, but you're also the sick one. Okay.
All
baby
right.
me. No.
Mm.
All yeah.
You stop recapping. It's not necessary.
So, E3 also happened. I was really excited about E3. We had a viewer watch party. Like, all week I kind of had a secondary window with E3 coverage for Nintendo Treehouse going on, which was pretty neat. I'm doing a lot. Guys, listen, I know that you guys are podcast people, and I totally respect that. But if you're ever into live streams, like, please, come check it out. Like, I'm trying to do things. Speaking of, was that a good segue? I feel like that was a good segue. Yeah. I did. All right, well, whatever. So, we're doing a bunch of updates to Patreon, right? Patreon was the big thing. That's the main thing that applies to you guys, because that's where you support the show and all of the things that we do there. So, one of the things that I want you guys to be aware of was that the tiers have changed. The tiers have changed. So, there's a couple things beyond the tiers. Patreon did a complete revamp. Complete revamp of, like, literally everything. Literally everything. Their branding, their
interface. They basically just, like, relaunched everything all over again.
The stats that we have access to, like, everything has changed. So there are some cool things coming to Patreon. And I'm gonna get into that a little bit now. We have a lot to talk about. There's Patreon, there's subscriber perks, there's a 10-hour live stream announcement that I'm gonna talk about. There's the CantoCast tournament that's starting up soon. We're starting a Let's Play on Twitch. Like, there's a whole CantoCast schedule / rebranding thing that's kind of happening. I'm calling it rebranding, but it's not really rebranding. And we have a very exciting announcement at the very end too that I'm gonna hold off, because it was a gateway that was opened through the podcast, which I think is pretty exciting. So,
oh yeah,
Yael's like, oh that thing.
What are you talking about? Yeah, that thing.
She doesn't remember. I've literally talked about this for 4 days straight.
I've heard this so many times.
One time, I did a video explaining all of this stuff in two parts, and I recorded each video like 3 times because the first time I did it, I wasn't happy with it, and then the second time I did them, I had my mic muted for some weird reason, and then the third time I did it, I got it right, so.
And then I listened to it, and then I heard it on the stream, and then I heard it again on the stream, and...
And she still doesn't know which way is up.
You know what?
Shocking.
Hmm.
So, Patreon. Hmm. Let's talk a little bit about Patreon, shall we? They have a couple new features that are getting installed, or... And
that are upcoming,
integrated, and some of them are in beta, some of them are coming soon. So Lens through Patreon is basically like a Patreon only Instagram. I would call it that.
Videos, pictures, visual medias.
And then they're also going to have Crowdcast, which is basically a way for Patreon to directly stream via creator to patrons, which I think is really cool, because I could do Patreon streams before,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately
I feel like you could
if I'm just live on Twitch, like, no yeah. one really knows.
I feel like Twitch is, like, for the most part, I know they have other categories, but what we do on, or what Blue does on Twitch, is play games. So even if, like, you wanted to play a special game for Patreon only, or we could even just have the camera on and talking to people, like, there's other possibilities that we could do with the Patreon,
like a Periscope
only. Yeah,
but again that's public.
Sitting in front of our computer.
And then they're gonna have early access, which is basically content outside of Patreon. You guys would get it sooner. I'm not sure
how
that works.
Gonna work, yeah.
I'm not sure because you know, if it's not public. Like, if I have a YouTube video that's not public, it can't be seen. And so I think...
Is this maybe...
Like, I'm not sure how that works. I don't know how Patreon's going to partner up with all those people.
Maybe it's just, like, a hub where, like, you can have a library of stuff that you upload before you upload it anywhere else.
See, but that would hurt creator metrics, though. You know what I mean? Because, like, if you watch my video that I upload to Patreon, you're not going to watch it on YouTube, which... is a metric that YouTube tracks. You know
what
I mean?
I don't know how that works.
So, like, Patreon people would lose...
Views.
Like, not so much me, but, like, people who actually do... Like, BirdKeeper Toby, for example, is a PokeTuber, and he has a very successful YouTube and a Patreon, so if he did that, he would lose a bunch of, like...
Views
on YouTube, you know what I mean?
I don't know
how that's gonna work, but, you know, I'll definitely keep you guys up. You Patreon people, I'll keep you updated. So the $1 training tier, that is still around. It's basically a tier for you guys who want to give and then also get, like, some exclusive content. So some of the perks in the $1 tier was your name mentioned in every CantoCast episode, which we already do. You get your name at the end of every CantoCast video, which, again, already doing. You'll have access to Patreon Sessions podcast, which is coming back. I'll talk about that in just a second. Access to Lens when it's available. Monthly Crowdcast live streams when that's available. I'm currently thinking, like, two-hour live streams a month. Like, every other weekend, kind of something like that. When and if that becomes available. I've been blowing up, like, Patreon. I've been, like, sending emails and tweeting at them, and I have not heard anything back. So, I'm trying, for what it's worth. Like, we signed up for Lens already. We just don't have it
yet. Yeah.
insert joke about how the CantoCast Instagram is dead. Patreon role in the CantoCast Discord, as well as access to a Patreon-only chat. And you'll also get Patreon-only emotes in the Discord, which is kind of like a Twitch-inspired thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's possible, and I just have to figure out the logistics about which ones are getting and all that stuff.
Yeah. So, about the Patreon Sessions podcast, I'm actually sitting on two episodes now. There's just not enough time in the day, honestly, to get everything edited and uploaded. Like, I've been keeping up with CantoCast decently well, I think, going from, like, every other week for the most part. Sometimes 2 weeks slips in there. Sometimes 16 days gets ahead of me. But I feel like I've been striking a slightly better balance.
At least two a month. Because
there have been times where 6 weeks would go by without an episode, and that's just not okay. Like, that's not okay. You know what I mean? Like, if you as Patreons don't get an episode once a month, what have you pledged for? Literally nothing. And so that, like, I sent you patrons an email, basically, or a post, basically, for you guys, kind of explaining why the tiers have been getting revamped. And I was trying to do too much. And I like, a lot of people that have Patreon that do content, they do YouTube, or they do live streams, or they do podcasts, or they do art, or they do cosplay. Like, they don't do all of those things. And I am insane, and I'm doing, like, too much,
yeah.
I think. So
he also likes to overpromise, if you haven't noticed.
I like bang for buck, man. Like, I like you guys to get the value, and I know that a lot of you guys just donate and pledge for the sake of donating and pledging. And, like, I love that. I love that you guys are so generous. And by all means, we would not be anywhere near where we are right now if that were not the case with you all. But
it also doesn't feel good when we promise you something and we can't follow through.
That's a big problem that I have. Yeah. I have a problem with that. And I'd rather make fewer promises and keep those and then maybe have a surprise bonus every now and then, rather than promise a bunch of stuff and then, you know, from a Patreon's standpoint, all these glamorous promises that look really enticing and then not getting anything, like, that sounds like dollar baiting to me, and I don't want to do that either. So, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. Anyway, the Patreon Sessions podcast, long story short, we're going to bring that back to a monthly standard. I have two episodes that are going to be released in tandem with each other. Basically, the whole getting topics, scheduling those topics, recording those topics with you guys, which is great, don't get me wrong, but not everybody has the best equipment. My full-time streaming schedule and Yellow schedule, like, it's tough to schedule anything now except on the weekend, and it's just difficult. So, in the interest of time and efficiency, we're gonna bring it down to an off-topic discussion. It may even be like CantoCast After Dark. We might even get nitty-gritty. We might get down and dirty with the topics. I don't know.
It's like the $5 people can submit topics, and some of those topics.
Are you
don't
rushing
have to
me
be.
Right now?
No, I'm just being
because we have not gotten there.
I'm
yet.
Being more specific because everyone in the $1 tier gets to listen, but the $5 tier get to submit topics and possibly be on the show. But now that we're doing this a little bit differently, we're not always having
well,
our guests.
Well, since Yellow jumped the gun, let me talk about the $5 tier now.
Oh my goodness. I always like to be more specific because
so
the sessions is like
the $5 tier is basically for those who want more interaction and direction with the bonus stuff. What you're going to get is everything from the previous tier plus submit topics for slash be on the Patreon Sessions podcast. Again, not all the time are we going to have guests on, but occasionally we'll do that. You'll be able to submit topics for monthly Crowdcast live streams. Again, we might do like 2 a month just because, like, I know not everybody can be like, "Yep, I gotta save that date." So we might like swap weekends every now and then and do like smaller streams in lieu of it. Because I stream 6 hours a day, which is a long time. But I know not everybody's gonna be around for that. And I'm actually, side note, I'm upgrading my computer to have a little bit more RAM. So hopefully that'll help with latency, maybe, computer terms. And then we'll be able to do, like, some interactive games. Like, what is that, Jackbox TV games? Like, I love those things. There's a lot of GT Live with Jackbox, and I'm excited about that. Anyway, you'll also be able to submit questions to be answered during guest interviews on CantoCast episodes. So that's one thing I'm going to be better about with. Actually, I have next week, I'm going to get another interview finalized. And when that does actually come to fruition, I'll let you guys know who the guest is. And then we can talk a little bit about that. And you guys can get your questions answered. It's an awesome guest, by the way.
I'm excited about it.
She's pretty awesome. I'll say it's a she. That's a little teaser for y'all. That's a little teaser. Anyway. The $10 kahuna here, this is the one that got revamped, I think, the most.
Yeah, it's changed the most.
So the way the kahuna tier was working before was you had to be locked into the $10 tier for 3 months, and then you would get like a quarterly annual
subscription box
thing. And it was too complicated, you know, it was way too complicated. I didn't like it. It was kind of off-putting to people who wanted to bump up to the tier because they could only get into the spot 4 times a year. And, like, I don't know, man.
It was also kind of difficult because, you know, we also have to take in consideration the cost of the items and the cost of shipping and all that stuff, too.
Well, beyond that, it's also a three-month commitment from you guys at a time, too.
Yeah, that's true as well.
Like, if you don't stick it out the 3 months, then you don't get the full benefit of the tier, which I think is dumb. So,
yeah.
I'm just not going to do that anymore. Like, anybody who wants to jump up to the next tier, we did add a tier for, like, that special box type thing, then you can, I mean, that's totally available to you. I didn't like the stipulations on the $10 tier, and it was overly complicated, and I wanted to simplify it. Long story short. So, the $10 tier is for people who want to gain access and give input on the CantoCast content they love, as well as some giveaway and mailing perks. So, you get all the benefits from the $1 and $5 tier. You'll also be able to be entered into the monthly Patreon giveaway, which we're going to do, like, a bunch of those, because I have stuff, and I feel like it's been neglected enough, so I think we're just going to do something with that. And then you'll also get a monthly thank you letter, / postcard. We do need a mailing address for the giveaway and the postcard. U.S. residents only for the giveaway currently, but the thank you letter / postcard thing is pretty much open to everybody. Because I'll spend $2 to mail a greeting card halfway around the world. I don't care. I'm good with that. Like, I think the gesture of that alone is worth it. It's going to be handwritten, probably by Yellow. Because I don't get to do those things. she's upset.
I'm gonna
about
have
my
to start
handwriting.
Getting creative with what we write because I feel like we've written like we appreciate you like one, a bunch of times.
One thing I'm just gonna put a pair of lips. You're inside just gonna, the card. I'm gonna put on lipstick and just kiss the card.
I was just gonna. Think, I
was and like, then that's what you get that month. Mwah. that's gonna be no. I mean,
is
that'd
it gonna be blue lipstick?
That would be creepy.
Blue lipstick, like yeah. Joey from Friends.
Ichiban. Lipstick for men. Yeah, sure. We'll do that. Or is it Ichiban?
Ichiban,
I don't remember.
Whatever
anyway,
it is.
So that's the new $10 tier. For those of you who are in the kahuna tier, I'm not sure if we're a month shy. I'm going to ship out the boxes anyway this month.
I'm pretty sure they go out this month.
And then we'll call it good. Because I don't want to jip anybody of anything. And Yellow and I talk about this stuff every 3 months. And we go over things and see what's not working. And we're in July now, so we're at that 6 months mark, and we just wanted to make sure that everything moving forward for the rest of the year, because again, like, if I don't make a go of this by the end of the year, then we kind of have to reassess and evaluate everything in terms of CantoCast
/ life goals.
Yeah, so I'm not getting any younger, guys. It's tough. Getting old is hard. Anyway, that's sad news. We don't want to talk about that. So that's a new $10 tier, and then we have the $35 gym leader tier. So what the gym leader tier is basically the crate. For $35 a month, you get all the benefits before it, the $1, $5, and $10 tiers, and then you get a small monthly gift, including a signed Pokemon card from us. We don't have to sign the card directly. We can sign the sleeve, if you'd rather, if you're a connoisseur. Y'all and I were going through the cards, and we have, like, a lot of cool foils, so.
Well, I mean, eventually we're going to run out of, like, the cooler cards, and we're just going to have a bunch of commons or whatever, so. I'm not going to, like, guarantee that they're only going to get, like, rares and foils
For
and
now,
stuff.
They will be, though.
Okay, whatever.
Yellow's having a hard time separating.
You know what?
We have too many.
I know that,
We gotta send out some legendary treasure. What special bonus thing are they?
Why are you, like, you know what gets me? He gets so specific with what he's giving people, and then it's
I'm
like,
sending someone, legendary treasures Charizard from the secret set in that.
Being like general helps you not be so stressed
it's
out.
It's gonna be a 9 out of 10 mint condition card.
And so the $35 tier, from my understanding, is like it's not always gonna be a big box. It's just gonna be something that we send you.
But there's kind of a side announcement that goes with that that maybe helps enhance what would be offered in that tier in the future. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, too. So Twitch subscribers, I know a lot of you guys have, a lot of Twitch viewers have come over to listen to the show, and I thank you guys so much for that. Anytime I get cross viewers and listeners, like, it's so cool. It's so, like, I get so excited. I try and hide it. Did I rhyme?
I try and hide it. I can't.
Anyway.
I was trying to sing, but I was laughing.
whenever like, a listener comes over and, like, lets it be known that they were a listener of CantoCast and they're in my Twitch stream, I get so excited. Like, I'm so happy because I'm like, oh my gosh, they're checking out everything. Because that lets me know that, like, okay, well, you're kind of okay at the podcast. You suck at YouTube, and you're just mildly entertaining on Twitch. So, like, anytime I get cross people like that, like, it makes me feel good. It makes me happy. So, Twitch subscribers, if you guys are listening, this is for your benefit. We do have a sub button now. I am a Twitch affiliate. I have a sub button. We're applying for partnership because, gosh darn it, I want it. Give it to me. You're going to get your name mentioned at the end of every CantoCast episode, like this one. This is the first one, actually, that's going to happen. You'll get your name at the end of every CantoCast video, which Yellow's working on a layout for that. That one's a little bit more trickier, right? Because with Patreon, it's a monthly thing. With Twitch subs, like, it just kind of, it's 30 day after you do it. So it changes occasionally. It kind of has to be updated almost like on, like, a weekly basis, I think. Maybe, but
are you gonna make me do that every week?
So far, it hasn't been so bad. I bake you things. I bake sweets. That's how I get Yellow to do things for me. You'll also get a subscriber role in the CantoCast Discord. You'll get access to subscriber only chat in the Discord. You will have subscriber only emotes on the Twitch channel, which I think is kind of cool. And you'll also get priority placement during viewer interactive streams, such as viewer battles, giveaways, like a giveaway shiny hunting Phantump. Friday, a couple days ago, as per this recording. We do viewer battles on occasion. Like, there's wonder, like, there's stuff that we interact with, so you guys kind of get to jump the line. That's basically what I'm referring to it as. Like, there's a lot of people that just kind of pop in and want free stuff, and that's cool. But you guys, as subscribers, as like people who support, you're CantoCast supporters, in my opinion. So I think you guys should be able to jump the line. And that benefit, and you're there to, like, interact and watch on Twitch. So I feel like that's a good benefit. And then you'll also be able to have access to subscriber exclusive content, events, and activities in the future. I'm working on that. I'm working with the subs to kind of figure out what we want to do there. So those are the benefits. And I know that was probably, like, a really long explanation. Yellow's actually about to lay her head in sadness because she's so bored and antsy and picking at things and
what.
She's barely coherent at this point. So let's talk about the fun updates. I just wanted to let you guys know that things were changing. I wanted to make you aware of it.
Fun updates.
If you've not checked out Patreon in a while, I'm trying to do more with you guys on that. So if you are a patron, if you're thinking about patron, if you've not checked out Twitch, please do so. If that is interesting to you.
He's putting a lot of effort into Twitch, guys.
I really am.
Please support
like,
him.
I'm not abandoning the podcast, but listen, there's no money in podcasting, you guys. Like, if CantoCast is going to survive and continue, Twitch is pretty much my lifeline for any kind of income potential based on what I can do with ad revenue, when and if I ever get partnered and stuff like that. Because the YouTube grind is real, and I'm not going to make any traction there. However, I have consistently had about 700 new followers on Twitch for the last 60 days for 30-day averages. So that's kind of a big deal, in my opinion.
It's good. But anyway, it's good progress.
Anyway, let's get on to the fun stuff, right? Let's get on to the fun
stuff. What's the fun stuff,
Blue? So the first thing is we're going to have a CantoCast tournament. It's going to be a CantoCast tournament. We've done them in the past, right? And I know I was talking to a lot of people in the Discord about... you know, what they wanted to do. And everybody's crazy about these leagues. I'm just like...
League this leagues. And league that.
Enough.
League
God.
This and league that.
Side note, if you guys have not been keeping up with me, I am super burnt out on competitive lately. So I'm kind of taking the back burner because I'm actually competing in the Anaheim Open, which I guess is kind of an announcement.
Yeah.
Because we haven't really talked about that yet. We are going to Worlds. That was prepaid before the month of June hit. So... I can either lose $1,200 or go anyway. So,
we're going to go.
Just about, yeah.
Oh, with rooms
with
and...
With room and flight
flying,
and
all the...
Dog boarding and... Because yeah. Our family sucks and won't watch our dog. Sorry, that was really passive aggressive and I apologize for that. But our family is... Bad. I fought the urge.
No, like, they said...
No, they suck.
No, okay.
Our family sucks.
It's a week.
Let's be real.
It's still kind of long to watch her.
Our family sucks. Straight up.
Anyway, okay. So
straight
moving
up, now
on.
Tell me, do you really want to watch my dog for a week?
Okay,
more
Paula.
Like no.
Okay, Paula. Let's
go
move
away.
On.
Anyway, so we are going to Worlds. I am competing in the Anaheim Open. I know a lot of you guys are also going to Worlds. I'm excited to meet you guys. We're going to Disneyland, which is really exciting.
Yep.
Yellow is smiling for once.
I haven't been to Disneyland since I was like 3 or 4 years old.
I
want to go back.
I've not left the state of Ohio.
You know what?
Until we moved to North Carolina. Like, okay, I went to New York on a school trip once when I was a freshman.
You went to Michigan to see my family with me. Once.
Oh, you mean like when I sat in the corner and wasn't acknowledged the entire time?
Oh my gosh.
That family trip, is that what you're talking about?
Okay, this episode should just be called Spousal Arguments CantoCast Edition. Like,
it's not going to be called that, though. If it is titled that, you guys should know that Yellow hijacked our Squarespace page. Hashtag not sponsored. Yet. Your move, Squarespace.
Okay.
Anyway,
so that is not what happened.
CantoCast Tournament. See how I did that? CantoCast Tournament's coming up. Everything is going to be revealed on the 21st, full details and whatnot. It's going to be hosted on Challenge and run through our Discord. That's going to begin on the 31st, and signups and everything are going to begin on the 24th. So you're going to get all the info on the 21st. Signups will begin on the 24th, and the actual thing will begin on the 31st. It's also going to be a draft-inspired tournament. I didn't say that yet, so that's probably the most important part that you guys are wondering about. Instead of having like an actual draft and only allowing like 12 to 16 people in it, what I've decided to do instead is break it up into tiers, and anyone can basically build their team of 10 and then pick a mega Pokemon that is approved.
And if you're asking, can I have the same Pokemon as this other dude? You can.
I think I've
yes.
pretty much just explained that, but that's okay.
But everyone always asks that anyway.
So in the normal draft, like for example, if Yellow was right before me and she picked Slurpuff, and I really wanted Slurpuff, sorry, Charlie, that's not my real name, you can't have Slurpuff anymore. Go use Wigglytuff like a loser. That's what would happen. That's
How
basically what would
you.
Happen. But now...
Wigglytuff is not a loser.
It's not. It gets competitive. It's actually pretty decent. So what this basically means is that you can build your own team. It doesn't matter who drafts what. The way that I imagine it is we'll have a Google Sheet. You'll have all your info on the sheet, and then you just build your team right there. So everybody has access to it. It's going to be broken down into bracket style. Like, that's the general basis. So if you've ever wanted to tip your big toe into league format or counter team format or draft format or whatever you want to call it, this is a good opportunity. This is a good opportunity. Side note, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun?
Yeah, I guess.
Side note, it'll be fun? That's not a side note.
I'm not participating. Side note, I'm not participating. How about that? Is that a side note?
That's a side note.
God,
sort of.
I hear so much. So yeah, I don't actually hear. I'm not participating. I'm just running it. I've been in tournaments before, and it's not been as easy to run. Because it's like, how do I double check the teams are legit, and how do I make sure nobody's like,
yeah,
the rules?
You
if,
make
like,
me do it.
I don't
know what I'm doing.
I can't have insider information, and so like, even though everything's pretty much out in the open about this one anyway, because it's, you know what your opponent's team is going to be. I don't know. It's just easier for me to run it, so that's what we're going to do. You will have to join the Discord to do it. So as always, the link for the Discord will be in the description or somewhere on Twitter or something. Just like, get at us. We'll get you that link. It will happen. Anyway, moving on. So that's tournament. We announced the tournament. Great.
What else is happening?
Prizes TBD. Not sure what we're going to do with that. We'll see. We'll see how long it takes.
Your prize is the honor and the recognition you get from winning.
AKA a really bad prize. So we're going to work on that.
Okay.
So the tournament happened. What else do we have? Scheduling. Scheduling is different. We have different scheduling.
That's a boring
It's a good. So basically, what I want to do with CantoCast, embrace yourselves. We're going to start adding gaming content, general gaming content, variety gaming talk.
Okay, when you said we're going to add gaming content, I was like, duh.
So CantoCast was started as a Pokemon community, and that will not change. But I want to start branching out into other stuff. So same with the YouTube, same with the Twitch streams, as with the podcast. We're going to have some episodes that aren't generally like just Pokemon-centric. Like, Pokemon's always going to be at the core of CantoCast. It's called CantoCast for crying out loud, right? But in order for CantoCast to evolve and grow and get good, so to speak,
and for me to play Animal Crossing on stream,
it's gotta, like, we need to expand. So we're gonna move to more of a variety based system. We've done some non Pokemon episodes of CantoCast before.
Mostly like E3 stuff and big announcement things.
It's not gonna be frequent, because like, you get. I mean, there's maybe like 24 to 26 episodes of CantoCast a year, right?
Also, Blue is so heavily invested in like the Pokemon community, so that he can stay current.
Yeah,
there's no way that he can just like up and leave it. And
I'm pretty
do something
cemented
else.
At this point. Like, yeah, when people recognize me as Blue, I, A, get really excited at first, and then, B, realize, oh my god, I have invested so much time into this that, like, strangers know who I am when I go to events and stuff.
Yeah.
So, for what that's worth, I mean, it's always going to be a big part of CantoCast. It's not going to affect the podcast so much, but one of the benefits is that, I'll be able to reach out to other people outside the Pokemon community and have them come on and talk and share their stories and be, like, just... It would be cool to have non-Pokemon people on the show, and we can talk and introduce people to different communities.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I can do well, it's build a freaking community. Because I have had to do it twice now. First on CantoCast, and then again on Twitch. Because there was not a lot of overlap. Like, I'll be honest. I would say there was maybe 10% overlap of people who were familiar with the podcast, who were, like, regulars in the stream. So... And I mean, everybody has their own preference. I'm not like trying to shame anybody like, oh, why don't you support me everywhere? Blah. That's not that. But it's like, I have had to rebuild and branch and like join a community together twice now. And like, I feel like it's gone relatively well.
Which, speaking of that, we are utilizing our Discord a lot more than we were before. We always were on Twitter. And now a lot of our interactions are happening on Discord, which is different.
So, I mentioned, for those of you guys in the Twitter chat, you OG CantoCast people, I mentioned earlier on that, like, I really wanted to start focusing on Discord, and I truly, truly appreciate all of you guys, like, who transitioned over to Discord from Twitter, from the Twitter chat. The Twitter chat was not a good place to grow a community. It just wasn't.
It also has a cap on how many people you can have in it.
There's also that. That's not a good growth mech, you know? Like, you can't continue growing if you cap your chat. So, I was almost, if CantoCast was going to grow, I almost had to go to a different platform for that kind of community interaction, so.
It's also really hard to,
I'm sure a lot of people were upset about that. I'm sure it rubbed people the wrong way, like, I'm sure it kind of came off like I was abandoning people, and
I don't think it did.
I always assume the worst. I always assume people are thinking the worst, like, oh, great, he's just invested in Twitch now, so he's on Discord, because that's where all the Twitch streamers are.
The thing about growing a community and what we can do on Discord that we can't necessarily do in the CantoCast chat on Twitter is we don't have, like, moderators. We can't, you know, we can't always be interactive 100% of the day. And a lot of our viewers or listeners are, like, from different countries. So when we're sleeping, they're up chatting. So it's hard for us to, like, maintain control of the conversation if we're not present. So we're able to have moderators and things like that on Discord that we just can't do on Twitter.
And that's honestly a very minimal thing for me. Like, I'm proud of the fact that the CantoCast community needs so little
policing.
Yeah. Like, yeah, occasionally you'll get a troll who just runs in there and yells the F word.
I love when,
And then people are like, what?
I love when, like, non-mod people are like, hey, you shouldn't do that here.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, everyone joins in as, like,
everybody kind gets of
shuns
it.
That person. Not shuns, but, like, says, hey, don't do that.
Well, someone on today's stream actually got a little bit of flack because they misspelled a word, which, if anyone's aware of who I'm married to, like, we should not be throwing stones. That's all I'm saying.
No, hashtag blame Mila.
So occasionally, I will actually have to defend people and be like, no, guys, it's okay. Take it down a notch.
Like, Stand down.
I police the policing. It's that level. But, I mean, for what it's worth, like, it's... It was a necessary change, not unlike the change of branching out content and expanding that way. Because eventually, if you stick to one niche, you'll grow and you'll get big within that one market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not my goal. My goal is to get big. My goal is to reach a lot of people.
You know what I'm excited
about? And I gotta cross communities to do that.
You know, speaking to that, you know what I'm excited about is doing other content that isn't Pokemon based and having people find us and also loving our Pokemon content because of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of people like Pokemon. Like, in the streams, and I know I'm talking about Twitch streams a lot on the podcast, and I'm sure you guys are like, oh my god, shut up about the Twitch streams, tell us about the podcast. But, like, yeah, I know you guys don't sound like that, by the way. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm not trying to be a SpongeBob mean right now. But, like, we talk about Doctor Who, we talk about Harry Potter, like, there's a lot of stuff where, like, other people are interested in that. And so I don't understand why someone would view me as just the Pokemon guy. Like, I have more to offer. CantoCast has more to offer than just Pokemon stuff. And so my only request to you guys listening, to you guys watching, to you guys commenting, to you guys interacting with us, just give it a chance and trust in me like you have for almost 3 years now to take this in a direction where we can get bigger, we can grow the community, we can all interact on a much larger scale and be better off because of it. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, and a question to pose to you guys is, like, let us know what fandoms you also enjoy, because we likely enjoy a lot of the same ones you do too. And that helps us have conversations in the community.
All right.
Outside of Pokemon.
So, Yellow going rogue once again.
I'm sorry, you can have that conversation in the Discord. We'll put a link to it in the description below.
Honest to God, the simplest things. Okay, so
what's next? The biggest announcement is still coming.
It's yet to come. So, anyway, I'm looking at fandoms like Zelda. I'm looking at fandoms like Smash Bros., Mario Kart, Fire Emblem, Yu-Gi-Oh!, Final Fantasy, Professor Layton, like all the stuff that I love. We're going to start branching out into stuff like that. Moving on. But we're always Pokemon centric. I want to make that very clear. It's like a 90% to 10% split. 90% Pokemon.
What about 80-20?
Promise. $85.15, and that's my final offer.
I'll take it.
That's right, you will. That's right, you will.
I literally have no say in it anyway.
That's right, you will. I'm like Mr. Wonderful over here. Anyone?
Mr. What?
Mr. Wonderful?
What is
it's a Shark Tank reference?
Oh.
Wow. All right. So, like, 80% of the people listening are like, what is he talking about?
Mr. Wonderful?
See, that's another thing we might have interest in. Do you watch Shark Tank? Let me know on Twitter. Anyway.
We could have a whole Patreon sessions episode about our favorite Shark Tank products.
We could, but we're not going to.
Why not? So,
because we're not.
I want to buy that thing.
So, moving on forward is we're announcing... Oh my goodness. We're announcing a 10-hour live stream, which turned into a 20-hour live stream, but don't get it twisted because it's 2 days.
Which turned into like a 26-hour live stream.
Yeah. So one of the things that we're doing on Twitch is we have follower goals. And so June?
June.
The month of June, we crushed 1,000 followers. Like, we're well into 1,500 at this point. Like, we're close to 1,500. And so I think we killed it in the first 10 days. And I was like, well, maybe we'll do, like, an extra hour for every 100 follows we get for the rest of the month. And then that turned into almost a 13-hour stream, and I was like, nah, I don't know if I'm ready for that. So instead, what I decided to do was, I normally stream Monday through Friday, noon to 6. 12 to 6 Eastern time. So, Friday, the 21st... is also, side note, when we'll be beginning our Pokemon Sun Wonderlock, which is a Twitch exclusive, which probably going to upload that to YouTube too in brackets, little snippets, little bits and pieces. So that's going to be happening. But that's starting on the 21st, the 22nd. We're going to be live from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then again on the 23rd, which is a Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So if you guys get a chance, come out. Hang out, stop in, say hi. You don't have to stay the whole time. I don't expect anybody to be there for 10 hours straight.
I'm not even going to be there for 10
hours
straight.
She can't handle it. But we're going to be opening some cool stuff. We're going to be shiny hunting some cool things like Mimikyu, which I love. Mimikyu. Sorry, I'm always going to say Mimikyu. It's Mimikyu in my heart, but it's Mimikyu to literally everybody else. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing the Wonderlock. We have viewer battles and battle spot that's going on. Like, it's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a good time.
I might do some things maybe. And stuff. Maybe.
You'll have to sweet talk her into doing it though. We'll have to bake her things like I do.
Poke Pictionary, some TCGO. I don't know.
We're also gonna have some exclusive stuff released on the 21st. If you guys are interested in that, that's a teaser. It's another teaser for you. That's gonna be happening as well. The big announcement. On the 21st, it's also happening on the 21st, that Friday, to kind of kick off the follower celebration, I guess is what we're going to call it, the 3-day live stream event. Sounds so fancy.
3-day live stream event.
It legitimately sounds like an NBC special.
It's like 3-day Harry Potter weekend. Except it's ScanoCast.
I got an email from someone about 6-7 weeks ago. Maybe even longer.
It was a while ago.
Yellow and I have been working on this for a long time. We got an email from someone that said, "Hey, I have a friend who listens to your show. I love what you're doing with it. Would you like to be partnered on TeePublic?" And I said, "Yes.
Let's do that."
So I had a Skype call with Sam. Shout out to Sam. Our curator, I think is what they're called, our TeePublic curator. We have a storefront on TeePublic now. It's gonna be officially live and uploaded and everything on the 21st. You guys are gonna get some cool Pokemon themes / CantoCast themed stuff. And again, like the direction of our content, we may not always put just Pokemon or CantoCast stuff up there. Like, if I'm really feeling the Fire Emblem thing, we might do a Fire Emblem product. If Yellow decides to go to Harry Potter World at some point in her life, she's like, oh my gosh, wizards. She's probably going to do some kind of Harry Potter design and put it up on there. Like, it's just going to happen. So we're going to have some cool stuff. My one rule for what goes up there is if I wouldn't buy it, if I wouldn't wear it, if I wouldn't use it, we're not going to put a design up there. Because I want to, like, you guys will see if you check it out when the storefront's up. There's not that many designs. It's limited, but the pieces that we've put in there, like, we've put work into, and we thought about what we want it to look like and what the products are and what designs fit those products best. So a lot of effort went into it, and I don't want to ever get to the point where we just throw a design up there to be like, oh, hey, this is there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, as we, obviously, these are just the initial designs, but as we continue to grow the store, hopefully the designs get better, but this is what we...
Or not. Or hopefully not.
Because I'm the designer and I suck. But...
Not my words. Her words, not mine. I happen to think, like, I am genuinely very proud of the work that you've been putting on. Like, how Yellow and I work with it is I give direction, I give an initial concept, and then she makes it happen, and as she's working, she tinkers with it and redesigns it and makes it better, and then we look back at it together and we're like, well, what's working, what's not working, what do we like about it, what do we not like about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it just gets finalized and perfected, and it's... I don't think there's a single piece going into the collection that we have that I'm not excited about.
Well, I'm glad. I feel like because we've been trying to do this for a while, and sometimes thinking up concepts takes a little bit of time, you know, implementing those concepts, sometimes I feel like when I look at other stuff that are on the website, I'm like, that's really cool. I could probably do that, but it would take me a lot of time to do. So, you know, I'm happy with what's on there. I would buy what's on there, but as we continue to move forward, I want to be able to focus on, like, one new design, you know, every few months or something like that, and just, like, make that design great and, like, really focus on it.
I'd like to see us get to a point where we release in small collections.
Yeah.
So, like, 3 or 4 pieces that fit together in a collection, and we release mm-hmm. those at the same time. Like, something like that. Yeah. I think that would be cool.
I like, if you also go to the store when it gets launched, you'll see that some of the stuff is branded CanoCast and some of it isn't. And that's because we want everyone to be able to find things that they enjoy and wear, and it doesn't always have to be representative of CanoCast. So I think it's important to explore other, like, design styles and different things like that. So it helps me as a designer to be able to be creative and have that kind of freedom too.
Yeah. So, I mean, long story short, it's going to be awesome. I worked with Sam, which shout out to Sam's friend. I don't know
whoever you are.
Who you are. But you tipped off Sam, and Sam contacted me, and we made something happen because of you, mystery listener. So thank you for that. You know who you are, probably. I don't know. Anyway, the bonus, everything that's happening this weekend, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, it's gonna be a good time because we are gonna discount the store. So don't quote me on the prices. Nothing's been 100% finalized yet. But like a T-shirt that's normally $20. You guys are likely going to be able to get for around 14, like somewhere in that market.
Yeah.
So we're discounting the entire storefront this weekend, just in honor of the live stream. We're likely going to have a T-shirt campaign go live some point within the next couple months, we don't have to use Teespring for that anymore. We can do it directly through TeePublic. We can figure out we can give away coupon codes if we want to do that. Like, we have so much freedom with our storefront now. Where with Redbubble, like, yeah, they gave us the opportunity. A, the products were expensive. I actually had a product come in once for a winner of a previous tournament where it wasn't printed properly. Do you remember the T-shirt mishap that we had that took about 2 months to get straightened out? I'm not here to bash Redbubble. We've never had any problem with Teespring.
No.
We've never had a Teespring campaign problem. But the convenience that TeePublic offers with the quality of product that it has, with the variety of product that it has, with the price of the product that it has, like, everybody's getting a way better deal. So,
yeah.
Based on what, like, I've had a Skype call with Sam, our curator, shout out to Sam if you're listening. Like, I feel so confident with this whole storefront that, I don't know, man, like, I don't know how it could get any better. I don't.
There's a lot of things we can do, and they may not have the same range of products as some of the other places, but we're getting decent quality, and I really like because I'm a print nerd, they have really cool printers that can do things like transparencies, which was our issue from Redbubble. Yeah. Like, they couldn't print this transparency. So I had to change the design in order to fix the issue.
Yeah. So, long story short, that's going to be happening. It's going to be a great weekend, which is why this episode is coming out now. Yeah, it's going to be good stuff. I want to thank you guys for listening. That's basically everything we have to share. June was a bad month. Lots of exciting things happening for CantoCast as we round out July here very, very soon. We will be going to Worlds. Hope to see a lot of you guys there. Please, please come up and say something to us. I'll be the nerd probably wearing a CantoCast shirt or a Game Theory shirt if I ever get my Game Theory merch in time. please come up and say it. Like,
he's going to be the guy with the giant red beard.
I don't do this for props, right? Like, there's not really any money in content creation unless you're huge. And to get to that point, it takes a lot of luck, a lot of effort, and a lot of grinding. And, like, you guys, like, this is something I want. So, inspiration from you guys, kudos from you guys, interaction from you guys is honestly what keeps me going, knowing that we've started something great and we can finish it out even better. So, please don't be afraid to come up and say something. I guarantee you I'm way more awkward in person than you are. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. No, I do. I promise you. I promise all of you.
We've continued to do this because of our community, and when Blue decided to try and make a go of it, I was just like, why not? Let's see if we can really make it happen. And so, when you guys like share your stories about finding us or say that you enjoy the content or coming up to us at events, it just really makes the whole thing like worth it.
And as you can see, we've had a lot of growth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we cleared 1,500 Twitch followers in just shy of like 2 months, a little over three, like 3 months maybe. Like, we've got so many subscribers who are early subscribers. Like, the day I got that sub button, we had about 15 subs just in a couple of hours. And, like, the response from that was legitimately overwhelming. For, like, I'm feeling a little choked up right now. I'm fighting it. My eyes are a little watery, and I'm fighting it. And it probably legitimately sounds like I'm talking weird right now.
But you're not.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm worried it's going to sound, like, weird. But anyway, like, the response from that was so incredible. I'm not kidding you. Our first shout-out to Gabby, who was actually my first subscriber.
She was like, you have a button. Click.
The tweet went live about subscriber buttons, and I kid you not, like, 5 seconds later, boom. And then, like, another 10 seconds, boom. And then 20 seconds, boom. And then boom, boom, like there, I mean, we had 10 subscribers in like 5 minutes, and I was like, oh my God, what's happening? So like, the same thing with the podcast. I know I've like really rallied about the Twitch streams on this episode, and I'm definitely putting a lot of effort into that. YouTube is taking the back burning, like 100%.
Like, we know that the podcast isn't always consistent, but people coming back to listen every time we have a new episode and like
we watch those metrics.
Yeah, it really means a lot, even if you don't interact with us.
Whenever I see any, like, because there are like I don't really share a lot of metrics with you guys all that often, with an exception of this episode, because basically all we talked about was growth the entire time. Like, there are literally thousands of you guys who listen to each episode, like thousands. And I know to someone like, I don't know, Shofu or Shady Penguin or like someone with a bunch of subscribers and viewers and Twitter followers and stuff like that, like a couple thousand probably doesn't seem like much. But as someone who started content like in his living room because he didn't have a second room, like it's crazy to go from 2 listeners to like 5,000. Like, that's insane. That is so crazy. And, like, I'm genuinely very, very grateful to everybody who continues to support the show and what I'm doing and what I'm trying to accomplish. The dream, the stream, the show, and the life that I'm trying to accomplish from all of this. And It's just genuinely overwhelming. It's genuinely overwhelming. So, long story short, please come say hi to me. if you're around,
if
please
you're
come
in
say
Anaheim,
hi.
Just stop by. Say hi.
Just walk up and be like, I request you not hug me, and then I won't hug you.
Yeah.
And then we'll do like a manly nod towards each other or something. I don't know.
I'm sure like I'll do something like we did when we went to Nats last year, where like there'll be those banners hanging with different Pokemon, and I'll be like, I'm under the Whimsicott banner right now.
Yeah.
Come find me.
So anyway, that's this episode in a nutshell. If you guys could give me feedback on the Twitch subscriber perks, if you give me feedback on the Patreon tiers, let me know. Because, you know, it's an imperfect science. I tried to strike a good balance. There were some benefits that I kind of held on the back burner because I didn't want to promise too much initially. So I'm always trying to play around with the balance, you know. And so that is something that, feedback-wise, that I would definitely appreciate from all of you. Not just the current patrons, who I'm going to name right now. I'm talking about Rorgan, Wynn, Fiona, Rachel, Tom, Michael, Nathan, Nick, Tony, Sam, Daniel, Chase, Craig, Kevin, Crash, Norinato, Prototronics, Bear, Lilo, Stephen, Jonathan, Phil, and last but not least, Scotty. I love you, Scotty. Thank you so much,
Scotty. D. Always at the bottom.
Nevertheless. I want to thank you guys so much for doing all that you do. Like, at the end of the day, we don't have the biggest Patreon, right? But the pledge that you guys give is more than just financial support. Like, I've been toting this entire time. It means that you believe in it.
Yeah.
And that means more to me than any kind of dollar you could give.
We can see, like, lifetime pledges, and it's amazing to me that someone decided to be a patron for that long to give us that amount of money.
Some of you guys have legitimately been lifelong pledges.
Since day one, yeah.
Like, I'm looking at this right now. It's pretty crazy. Like, some of you have been on board for this for, like, a really, really long time. And, you know, I won't single you guys out specifically. You know who you are, and just know that it's very appreciated. Because, you know, I appreciate everybody who signs up to not only pledge financially, but to pledge just general support. Like, views on Twitch, follows on Twitter, all of that stuff. Like, that, I view it all pretty similarly. Obviously, finances are a thing that...
Don't we wish they would just disappear?
You know, it's... like, CantoCast is an LLC. Like, we've taken that step because... it's a business at this point. So, like, obviously finances are definitely a part of it, but I think the standalone support, the solidarity, the props that you guys give is definitely super meaningful. Speaking of which... We have a whole new slew of people to shout out, and I am talking about our Twitch subscribers.
Oh, you get to say their fun names.
We do. We have a bunch. We have a bunch of Twitch subs. Like, I think we maybe have as many Twitch subs as we do Patreon people. I'm talking about TJTK, the Flying Fiona, Tid Vicious, Fake Mike Jones. He's always real to me. Can't you guess Yellow?
Yeah.
Is a Twitch sub?
I have a Prime membership. I can sub to whoever I want so that I can use his face and spam it in the chat.
Fact. Norinato, your typical cynical, Rachel with cats, Games Before Dawn, Chadroid 2, Unsori, Seabrand Games, Admin Kuzo, Zack Attack 17926, Master Andy 69, Tony Weizhou, UFCF fan, Bush League Bear, FinFan03, The Gliscor Guy 1, Craig X 3000. Sounds like a robot. I like it. Elsa Redley and Torpedo Torterra. Thank you guys so much for being Twitch subs. Like, you guys are legitimately incredible, and I love you all so much. Like, I love everybody. I love everyone. The support that we've gotten has been absolutely amazing. I know technologically we're a little bit behind. Like, I'm working on RAM upgrades and stuff like that to bring bigger and better stuff, but...
It's always a work in progress.
The pat on the back is very helpful. And you guys provide that emotional support that I so desperately need and look for. I sound really needy. I'm like that needy.
Please tell me I'm doing a good job.
I'm like that needy boyfriend or girlfriend that you had in middle school. And even then you were like, this is not a healthy relationship. I know what a good relationship looks like. This isn't it.
Please reassure me that I'm doing a good job. Also, I need $5 for lunch milk.
Side note. What, like, I won't go into this, like, hugely because it's already a stupid long episode.
Yeah.
But, like, I just want to say I'm so proud of the fact that I don't ask people for content. Because, like, I know a lot of big creators who will ask their followers, their viewers, what do you want to see? And so one of my goals as a creator is to never do that because part, like, the relationship that we strike is you guys enjoy the content, I make it, and that's just, like, a revolving door of exchange, right? Like, I should never go to you guys and be like, give me content ideas. That's half of the creator's job.
It's kind of one thing to be like, what would you prefer? Like,
No. Bullet list, like a poll or something like that, totally different. If there's a list of options and it's like, hey, what would you rather see more? That's totally different than what do you want to see?
What do you want me to make for
like
you?
Like that, I know people who have hundreds of thousands of followers. And they're like, tell me what to do. And I'm like, why? You're huge. Just put, like, do a top five or something. You're going to love it. People are going to love it.
Do what you want to do.
That's why I respect PewDiePie. I'll be honest. Like, people are always like, oh, PewDiePie's out of ideas. He's just doing another You Laugh, You Lose or whatever. Well, insert some kind of PewDiePie meme, right? He never asks his viewers or his subscribers or anything like that, like, he never asks people what he should do. Like, he picks something, and even though he's going to take flack for it, he does it anyway. And I respect that so much. So, so much.
Even if it flops, he's like, yeah, it flops. Next thing.
Just moves on. Anyway, you know, I respect Shady Penguin for that, too. I really do. Because, like, Shady Penguin's not really doing as much Pokemon content anymore.
Mm-mm.
And as someone who was basically a Poketuber,
like, he's doing a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh, though.
He did his own thing, and I am so... this literally means nothing, but I am so proud of him. Just as, like, a fellow creator. Like, I'm so proud of what he did. Because it's easy to sell out and just keep selling your soul and making content you're not happy with just to bring home the dollar. But he didn't do that. And I respect him so much for doing that.
He did it the hard way.
Yeah.
Because he didn't, like... He wasn't, like...
He went all in.
Yeah, he didn't, like, do this whole, like, soft general transition. He would just decide one day, I'm not going to play Pokemon, and then the next day he said, I'm not going to play Pokemon again.
He was 100% a Pokemon creator. He was, like, an MC at Worlds one year.
Yeah.
And then he just stopped. And he was like, if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to do what you guys are telling me to do. I was like, oh my god. Like... And I personally love Shady Gaming. Like, that was... His Let's Plays and stuff were, like, really good. And they weren't Pokemon, but... I don't know, man. Like, I always look to people who did... Like, Dan A-Drive's doing, like, the same thing. Like, he's branching out into different stuff, too.
Yeah.
He's not doing that hard stop like Shady did.
Not that he would ever stop Pokemon,
I mean, YouTube and Twitch streaming is very different. Because you have people who show up on a daily basis. And there's that immediate interaction... So I don't think you could just do a hard stop on something like that.
Well, on Twitch, you have two different groups of people. You have people that will watch you because of you, and they'll watch you play anything. And then you have people that watch you because you play this one thing, and they want to see that one game.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have your different... So if you don't ever try anything different, you're not going to see other people.
Ever.
Know, ever.
You're going to see the same people. Blind.
You're going to see... You know, you're just going to see the same types of people coming into your chat, and you're not going to grow into different communities, I guess is what I'm saying.
So, case in point, we're making changes too. I'm making changes. I more or less made the decision and told y'all, I was like, hey, we're going to do this.
We're going to do this, and I was like,
okay. I believe in you.
I hope it works.
You're my boy, Blue. It's basically what
you're my husband, Blue.
So, anyway, I've babbled on enough about this. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love and appreciate you all so much, and there's nothing you can do about it.
This has been a classic rant episode.
It has been, man. At late night, too. It's after midnight.
After midnight.
We're gonna rant to morning light.
There you go.
After midnight. After midnight. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
It's basically what the Simpsons is.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Singing. Are you happy now? Are you not entertained? Exactly. All right. So we're gonna go ahead and sign off. As always, I'm Blue.
I'm Yellow.
And we will catch you next time on an all new episode of CantoCast.
Hopefully it'll be less bickery.